BBC News on Tuesday revealed what it said was a copy of the freight manifest aboard the hijacked ship NV Fina. The alleged manifest shows contract numbers for 33 T-72 tanks, grenade launchers, and anti-aircraft guns containing the initials GOSS, which is an abbreviation commonly used in the region to refer to the government of South Sudan. The manifest names Kenya's defense ministry as the consignee. On Wednesday, Kenyan Foreign Minister Moses Wetangula dismissed the BBC report, saying it failed to prove that the cargo aboard the hijacked freighter belongs to anyone other than the Kenyan military.
I have been advised, and I stand properly advised, I believe, and I have no doubt that it is true, that GOSS means General Ordnance Supplies and Security, which is a code for our DOD. So the BBC is also, I think, engaged in unhelpful speculation on this matter.
Speaking on the condition of anonymity, a senior Kenyan military official tells VOA that he has never heard of a code called General Ordnance Supplies and Security used in the armed forces. Such contradictions are prompting rumors among Kenyans as to whether high-level officials are receiving kickbacks for allowing Ukrainian arms shipments to pass through Kenya. At least one other shipment bound for southern Sudan was allegedly offloaded in the port of Mombasa late last year. Kenya helped sponsor talks that ended Sudan's brutal 20-year civil war between the Southern Sudan People's Liberation Army and the government in Khartoum. The warring parties signed a comprehensive peace agreement in 2005 and are now distrustful partners in a unity government. Although the peace accord requires South Sudan and Khartoum to consult each other about military purchases, regional arms experts say that stipulation is widely ignored by both sides. Khartoum is believed to be buying aircraft and weapons from China, Russia, and possibly Iran, and South Sudan has made no secret that it wants to build its guerrilla force into a professional army ahead of a referendum in 2011 that could see the oil-rich South split from the North. Jane's Defense Weekly's military analyst Helmut Heitman says if the Kenyan government is secretly assisting South Sudan, he believes Nairobi is betting that there will be less chance for another regionally destabilizing war in Sudan if the South were better armed.
They see a greater likelihood of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement actually working post-2011 if the SPLA is militarily so strong that the Sudanese government feels it can't just march in and take over. Conceivably, if Khartoum's intelligence picked up early that the SPLA was creating a small but potent conventional force, they might just have decided, the hell with the peace agreement, let's move in again with major forces, secure all the towns, and make sure they can't deploy anything.
Meanwhile, Reuters news agency says pirates holding the controversial cargo have lowered their ransom demand from $20 million to $8 million and are expecting the money to be paid in the next few days. Pirates seized the freighter on September 26th as it sailed unescorted along the eastern coast of Somalia toward Mombasa. Alicia Ruvioy News, Nairobi.